Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning into Local Focus here on the Q. Our guest this morning, Leanna Sane. Of course, local business person here, but local author as well, right?
That's right.
You and your husband, Randy, have furniture business, right?
Heartland Amish Furniture.
Heartland Amish Furniture. Randy was here, I guess it was last year sometime, with a fundraiser that you guys were doing.
That's right.
For Alzheimer's.
That's right. And this book has to do with Alzheimer's also.
We were just talking about that off mic a minute ago. So, local author, this is like your seventh book?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow. Well, we'll talk about those other books in a minute.
Okay.
But this book is called Hush.
Right.
Recently. Tell us about this book.
This book is a suspense novel set in Amelia Island, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
The Fernandina Beach area. And it involves a serial killer who uses the verses of Hush, Little Baby as his blueprint for his murders.
Very nice. Where did this idea come from? I love that thought. I love that gimmick. Oh, not gimmick. I love that. What's the word I'm trying to think of? Just using that as sort of the storyline.
Right.
Yeah.
It came out of my brain. And that's
where most good things come from.
That is kind of worrisome in a sense, because when I read the first murder scene to my husband,
He
was silent for a little while, and he looked at me, and he had the strangest look on his face, and then he said, "Sometimes you scare me."
So are your other books the same type of books?
They're all suspense.
Yeah.
This one is a little bit darker just because of the time period that I was going through. My mother was in the final stages of Alzheimer's, there was a lot of negative emotions that I was dealing with, I think that came out in the story. The other ones are a little bit lighter suspense. It still has bad guys and conflict and all that, you know, and some dead bodies. But this one is a little darker.
So what is it about the suspense genre that has you so interested?
That's what I always like to read.
Uh-huh.
And so I write books that I would like to read.
Well, there you go. Well. So this book, the book Hush, is out now, right?
Yes.
And where can one get a copy of this?
Right now, most easy place is Amazon.
Okay.
Or my publisher's website, which is Lighthouse Publishing of the Carolinas. And but they have it available on Amazon, and you can get it in a couple of days. So.
Okay.
I'm trying to get it into some bookstores.
Okay.
But there's sometimes a lot of hoops that you have to jump
through.
Sure,
of course. Well, let us know. Let us know. But right now, we can just go to Amazon and order a copy of this book. So let's talk about this is the seventh book that you've written?
Yes.
Okay. But you said this is going to be a series, correct?
Right. This is the first book of the series. The next one, I am almost finished writing. I'm almost ready to send it to the publisher.
What?
The working title of it is Hoax. I'm going to go with H's.
Uh-huh.
So that one's going to deal with forgeries, art forgeries, and and then the next one after that, I'm tentatively thinking that I'm going to call it Harlequin. So
uh-huh.
I've got some plot ideas going in my head about that.
So let me ask you this. As a writer, you know, it's one thing to write a 2 or 3 minute song. That's one thing. But when you write a novel, I mean, you have to have characters. You have to have places. These are things that you have to refer back to every once in a while. I mean, do you have to keep a chart of all the things you've written about? And then you go, well, if I'm going to go back to this place, I got to remember how I described it and all that type of thing. I'm just curious.
I try to do that because it's a lot easier than having to flip through and try to.
What did I say about this?
Yeah. But sometimes I don't get it down, and then I do have to do the flipping back through trying to find it.
Right.
And sometimes I'll write something, and I'm like, wait a minute, you know, I don't think that's going to work. I got to go back and see, you know, how that's going to intersperse with the other things.
Obviously, I've never written a book before. I'm sure that you have to go through an editing process afterwards. How difficult is that to turn in the work that you go, all right, I've done it, and then somebody goes, cut this. What's that like?
Well, at first, with my first book, it was tough. Because that's your baby.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
This is, you're putting yourself in.
I put everything.
Yeah.
It's my blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes, I put blood in this. So you kind of grow a little bit tougher skin, and it's not so hard now. I mean, it's still, I really don't like the editing process, but you have to go through it because that makes it a better book.
But I'm sure with 7 books now, I'm sure through the editing process, you've even learned a little bit as you're writing. You're like, oh, yes. I've been through this enough to know that that's going to end up on the floor.
That's right.
Or something.
Yes. Well, you know, when I first started writing, I had a guy who was, he actually taught a class out at Blue Ridge Community College. It was called How to Write the Great American Novel. And so I took that class, and this teacher was amazing. His name's Gerald Mills, and he became my writing coach. He edited for me, and just the very first time, I would send him a chapter, and he would send it back to me all read. And I would curl up in the corner in a fetal position, sucking my thumb,
What was I thinking?
Yes. And so, but he taught me so incredibly much, and I miss him terribly. He died a few years back. He had a stroke and complications and stuff and died. But sometime with this one especially, I was told my husband the other night, I said, I wish Jerry could read this.
Oh, sure.
To tell me what he thinks.
So if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Leanna Sain, local author here. Her new book is called Hush, an Amelia Island Suspense. Sounds like a really awesome book. You started to answer my question a little bit ago. 7 books, so that means you've been writing for a while, huh?
Yeah, since 2007 is when the first one came out.
Oh, wow. So is writing something you had always dreamed of doing, or is it something that came at some point in time? Did you just say, gosh, I've read so much and I love reading so much, I think I could do this?
Well, I had always liked to write little stories, little short stories. Uh-huh. And my mom said that even when I was little, I would make these little booklets with art and everything. And so when I went to college, I was a commercial art major and an English minor. And so I had the best of both worlds in my eyes. But I never thought that a novel was there. That came about from a Halloween party back in 2004, I think it was. And we were at a friend's house, and it all came from seeing this gate sitting at the edge of a pasture of her farm. No fence, just the gate.
Yeah.
And I said, Lisa, why in the world do you have this gate? No fence. And she said it was here when we bought the place. And so I was goofing off, and I went, dum, 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 the gate to nowhere. And she laughed and said, that sounds like the name of a book. And I said, yeah, it kind of does. And she said, well, why don't you write it? Bing. And it's just like this idea came, and it was amazing.
All right, so that takes me exactly to my next question. I've talked to many songwriters, and I've talked with authors and other folks, and I find it really interesting that sometimes as an author, as a writer, sometimes you feel like it's not you. You just become sort of a vessel. It you catch it, and it's coming through you, and you just have to write it down as it comes.
You can hardly keep up. I'm typing just as fast as I can, and my fingers can hardly keep up with my brain. And and you get to the end of a scene, and you kind of lean back in your chair, and you go, whew, that was a ride, you know? Where did that come from, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, the characters take over to me sometimes, and I call that the magic.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
So as a commercial art major, I'm looking at the cover of the book and seeing how beautiful it is. Do you get some say in that kind of thing, or is that all publishers? And
depends on the publisher.
Yeah.
I have had the first one. I actually was able to get one of my art professors from college. He did the cover for it, and I was able to give suggestions and all that. But sometimes, no. This one, I was able to give some ideas, and I was able to veto some of the covers. This is the 4th version. We came up, it was some work to get to this, but I think it turned out really good. It looks a little creepy, but it's a creepy book.
It's a creepy book.
But it's not all creepy. It's not like, we're going to give you nightmares kind of thing. And it has a good, I'm a firm believer in happy endings, so it has a good ending and everything, but yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
All right, so this is the first book in what's going to be a series of suspense books. This is called Hush. It all takes place at Amelia Island, Florida.
Right.
And again, give us a little tease about what we see in this book and what this is about.
Okay, we have the serial killer that uses the verses of Hush, Little Baby as his blueprint for his murders. But we also have the girl who can dream the murders before they happen.
Ah.
But she only gets little bits and pieces of it, not enough to actually stop the murders. Then when she realizes that all the victims look like her, she realizes she's going to probably be a victim, and she has to stop this before he gets to her.
Ah, I'm intrigued. I got to get a copy of the book. And how do I get a copy of this book, Hush?
You can get it on Amazon, and if you want to, you can come up to our store in South Asheville because we have copies of them there.
I was going to say that you probably, and tell us the name of the store again.
Heartland Amish Furniture, and we are going to be having a launch party kind of thing with refreshments on December 15th at 2 p.m. up there, 1950 Hendersonville Road. And if anybody wants to come, they're welcome.
Fantastic. The book is called Hush, and it's by Leanna Sain. Spell your last name for us.
S as in Santa Claus, A-I-N.
S-A-I-N. Leanna, thank you so much. Congratulations on this book. Looking forward to the next books. Keep us posted, all right?
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Keep us posted. All right. Thank you so much. Again, Leanna Sain is the local author, and the book is called Hush. It sounds incredibly intriguing. You can get yours at Amazon or look for, what's the name of the business again?
Heartland Amish Furniture.
Thank you. Heartland Amish Furniture in South Asheville, and you can get copies there as well.
Right.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Local Focus. We do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here.